President Bush is praising Congress for sending him a bill that increases oversight of the accounting industry, as well as longer prison sentences for executives found guilty of corporate fraud. It's not clear yet whether the legislation will boost investor confidence in the stock market or sustain economic growth, but the Bush administration, faced with increasing criticism of its economic management, describes the corporate responsibility package as an important step. NPR's Don Gagne reports from the White House.
The president's overall approval ratings remain high, with the percentage still in the high 60s, but public surveys also show the proportion of people who feel the country is off on the wrong track is rising, and it now rivals the proportion who think things are going in the right direction. Behind that shift are the troubled stock market and the ever-lengthening list of American companies hit by scandal. Faced with criticism that his administration has not done enough to address those problems, the president is now talking about the economy every time he appears in public, even at events that showcase a different topic. Here he is yesterday in North Carolina for a speech on medical malpractice.
Our economy is growing. Inflation is low. We got lower taxes, which help people with keep their own money. When you have your own money, it means you got more money to spend. And when you spend that money for goods and services, it means somebody's going to provide a good and service for you. And as they provide a good or service, it means somebody is more likely to be able to find work.
A similar message was delivered yesterday in Washington by Treasury Secretary Paul O'Neill, who this week returned from extended overseas travels and suddenly became more visible. In fact, O'Neill had another overseas trip planned in the coming week that the president asked him to postpone. O'Neill has dismissed public calls for his resignation. The president says he supports him. Speaking before a manufacturing group yesterday, O'Neill also lauded the accounting reforms coming from Congress.
So we're providing the basis for a clean start. That's a good thing. And a fundamental American strength. We face problems, we deal with them, and we move on. In the end, confidence comes not from the talking heads on television, but from the fundamentals. And the fundamental strength of our economy is good.
A problem for the Bush administration is that the public simply doesn't know Paul O'Neill or Lawrence Lindsay, who's the director of the president's economic advisory team, or Don Evans, the Secretary of Commerce. Compare their relative anonymity to the president's national security triumvirate of Donald Rumsfeld, Colin Powell, and Condoleezza Rice, each a household name around the world. The most prominent administration voices on the economy are the president and Vice President Cheney, each of whom also face persistent questions about their own corporate pasts. Cheney's old company, Halliburton, is under investigation by the Securities and Exchange Commission for accounting changes made while he was CEO. Democrats see all of this as an opening. Yesterday, House Minority Leader Dick Gephardt said the package cleared by Congress was a good start, but that much more needs to be done.
This is a long battle, and it's going to take some time to put the right sensible regulations back in place and to get them sensibly applied or executed. And right now, we're trying to, in the main, repair public confidence in our whole system.
Much could change before November, but for the moment, the plunging markets and corporate scandals are dominating the national conversation. And the White House is still looking for ways to turn that conversation in its favor before the fall elections determine who will dominate the next Congress. Don Gagne, NPR News, the White House.